Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. Welcome to hour number two, Garden America, on your Father's Day weekend. Happy Saturday to you. Lines are open at 855-424-9825, just like Carl did from Florida last hour, talking about his rodent problem, tomatoes, so on and so forth. A few comments on Facebook concerning various critters that people see in their backyard. Anyway, john@gardenamerica.com also works. You can post your questions and comments on our Facebook page, Facebook Live. But all that aside, it's time now for John Bagnasco and the story of the day.
By the way, this whole hour is devoted to your questions. So however you want to get hold of
anybody,
us,
yeah, there's no guests lined up. Right?
Yeah, no guests this
No
hour.
Guests, so give us a call, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com. And I do want to remind you before we get into John's story, this hour of the Garden America Radio Show brought to us by Bayer Advanced. Get more from the Blue Bottle.
It's really not a story. It's just what I finally did this week.
Hey, but you can make it a story. Weave it into a story.
Dale on Facebook made a great comment because he said, finally prune the cat's claw.
That was good.
That was pretty funny.
That's good, Dale.
I did prune part of the cat's claw, so when you guys come to my house today, you can take a look and see how much I pruned it back.
Yeah,
and how
speaking
much it
of
really
what could be
it.
Living under there, right?
That right. Cat's claw? I haven't seen my gopher snake this past week, so I don't know if I don't know what happened. I hope he hasn't moved on.
He's got a fat belly.
That could be.
You know?
That could be.
Because they don't need to eat all the time. Once a week probably would do him well.
I just like to see him more often.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of like your backyard security, isn't he?
I was becoming used to him.
Oh,
maybe goodness. You guys will find him when you come over. Anyway, what I finally did this week, here it is, almost July, right? Middle of June, anyway,
right.
I finally planted my vegetable garden.
Aren't you a little late?
Yeah. Don't you listen to the show?
I am a little late.
He's a rebel, though, and if it does grow, he'll say, see, I can grow these even when it's too late.
It will. I only put in two things. I only planted tomatoes and Yubari King melons.
Yubari King melons.
Right. The reason I planted the Yubari King is that we're the only site, I believe, in the world that's been offering them. And the Yubari King are the melons that sold for $10,000 a pair in
Japan
at some auction. And I've had them. They're good. You know, I don't know if you would pay $10,000 for a couple. But anyway, we've been selling them for the last 3 years, and we're finally out of seed. So I needed to plant some so that we had a seed source for next year if we're going to grow them again.
Beautiful.
So I planted them by my vegetable garden is, let's see, 20 feet long by 6 inches wide.
Okay, I've got the visual. Right. I'll have a better visual tonight when I see it.
So 6 inches is not a lot of...
No, it's not.
Not a lot. And there's a chain link fence there, so hopefully everything will grow up on the chain link fence.
What kind of tomatoes did you plant?
I planted two double grafted tomatoes. One had, let's see, what did one had red and orange brandywine, and then the other had black and orange icicle. So I planted those two, and then I planted a blush tiger. And
I was checking to see if it was actually blushing.
That was the name of the tomato. It wasn't a command.
Oh,
blush, tiger. You will blush.
Now he is. So, and what was the, oh, a Big Zack. And one of, oh, a chocolate stripe.
And this is only 6 inches wide, you're saying, right?
Right.
Could it have been wider?
No.
Okay.
Not so unless you, I...
You're dealing with space.
Right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Get rid of some roses and you'll have more space.
Ooh, shame on you.
Oh.
Now, I got to warn you guys when you come over.
You're going to make excuses already. Here
already.
We go.
Well, the back 40 of my yard is a wilderness. It's just chaos.
That's all right.
Needs a teepee.
I mean, maybe it's better that way, right? Just kind of let nature do its thing.
Yeah, except it's not nothing natural about what's up there.
He's got a little human interference is what he's telling us.
There's a lot of things in pots and weeds everywhere. But the bottom 40 is pretty well tamed.
So can we, this sounds like something we go to the back 40, Tiger and I, we just take stuff home? Take that out of there. Why don't you grab a couple of those, take those with you?
There's a lot of stuff you can take home if you want it. As a matter of fact, there was some stuff I was going to throw away that I thought, maybe Brian wants it.
We're going to get to the point now where Dana says, you know what, there's no room in the patio. No more yeah. plants.
Right, right.
You know what your problem is? That unlike me, you don't kill things.
I try not to.
Yeah. A lot of my stuff dies, so I always have room.
Yeah, but it's a numbers game. You know, the more you have, the more likely something's going to die, right?
That's true. You know what also you'll see when you come home is the...
When I come home? I'm going to come home.
When you come home.
When I come home.
When you come home. Is the roses that I have that have grown from cuttings and need to be potted up now, but they're blooming in the little liner stage.
Okay, so as I recall, on the right-hand side of your house, as you go back, that's where you used to have all your potted roses, as you're looking at your house from the front, on the right-hand side?
Right.
Are they still there?
No.
Okay, those were moved and planted.
Everything in the front of the house... is planted.
Okay.
You will. It'll look like a normal person's house. And the most of the backyard is in the before you go up the hill is planted too, but a lot of it's just been done, so it's gonna. You know, it's not finished.
It's a work in progress.
It might look like a botanical garden because all the roses have a name tag in front of them, which is if you look at the front, you can see that eventually kind of gets covered up and it's mm-hmm. not conspicuous. But in the back, where everything's been newly planted and the roses are still small, it's kind of conspicuous. But fortunately, my wife, Shannon, likes that. She likes being able to see the names of the roses.
Well, that's good. You always say keep the name tags.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like this morning, I showed John a picture of a rose, and luckily he was able to identify it. And it was one of the roses from the auction last year, I think.
That was Wedding Bells, and it's one you would like because it's from Cortes in Germany.
Is that normal to get that tall that I have, or is that just maybe the weather we've had this year, or what?
No, it's a hybrid tea, so they can get pretty tall.
Okay.
When you come to my house, you'll see some hybrid teas that didn't get pruned this year, and they're probably about 8 feet tall.
Wow, okay.
They need to be pruned. My son Joe was pointing out a bed that he said, You know, the nicest bed in the back up here is the one that I pruned.
He pointed that out to you. Good for him.
He did point it out.
That's what should be your Father's Day gift, is having all of the kids come over and just
prune and take care of things.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Pulling weeds would be a big help. My daughter Gina last week came over, and even though she's pregnant, said, "Let's get out there and clean up all the weeds in this one area."
Nice.
Wow.
So
very nice.
She pulled out a lot of
winter.
A lot of spider plants and threw them out.
Yeah. The spider plants tend to, you know, unless you're careful, they get out of control quickly.
They do. I have spider plants if you want to dig some.
No, I've already got one. I've still got the one that you gave me that was with the bamboo.
That killed your bamboo.
This thing can't die. I can not water it. I can just kind of kick it around.
I don't have any bamboo on my property anymore.
Got rid of
it. Is that a good thing?
It is. I just don't have room for bamboo.
You know what? Bamboo is nice, but it's messy. Those leaves are messy.
Yeah, very messy.
It sure gives a good look, though.
I used to pay someone $200 a month just to rake bamboo leaves. I mean, he did other things too, weeded and stuff, but
yeah, it's very messy.
Yeah. Speaking of messy, right now, John, what do you think the most popular tree in San Diego is right now, this time of year? Speaking of messy, when I say that, when you drive through San Diego, what do you see?
Well, is it just finishing up?
Yeah.
I would say jacaranda.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. This
jacaranda,
one with the purple
right?
flower everywhere. And it's so funny. Everybody wants that tree, and then, like,
until
5 years later, then they don't want it anymore because they're like, oh, it's too messy. I can't keep the area clean. I'm like, one in the same here.
Now, I just planted a jacaranda at my house.
Uh-huh.
One of those dwarf
ones. Oh.
Yeah, so it only gets to be, like, 4 or 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break.
Easier to clean up after.
We're going to come right back. We're approaching 17 minutes after the hour. Saturday Father's Day weekend with your friends right here on Garden America.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh.
I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer. Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Exactly 22 minutes after the hour, back here on Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, 855-424-9825. If you want to get through with your questions, comments via the telephone, john@gardenamerica.com or right there on Facebook Live. Were you finished with your story, John?
Yeah, I was going to add to what you
can
just,
add to it. Absolutely.
I was
going
to add to what you just said and say, you know, please give us a call because the show's officially entered dire straits.
Ah, very good. He was waiting for that.
It's one of my favorite songs. Good song. You know, we don't have as much
here, John,
access.
There you go. Yeah.
We don't have as much access to music as we'd like because during the TP interview, I would have played Starwalker by Buffy St. Marie.
What?
Wow, we're just kind of going right off the grid here, right off the map. You're blowing
Tiger
up Tiger's head.
Yeah. Tiger doesn't even know who Buffy St. Marie is.
I mean,
no, not a clue.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay, so speaking of calling us or emailing us or posting your question or comment on Facebook Live, Dale chose the Facebook Live choice. Chose the Facebook Live choice. That's real good English.
Yep.
Anyway, Dale wants to know how to start roses, John, from cuttings.
All right, I also saw that there was a comment from Gail who said she was multitasking while listening to the show and watching the show, and she made a batch of lemon zing kombucha and watered her back deck plants with 4 gallons of Kickapoo Joy juice.
The Kickapoo, you know what? I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about Kickapoo Joy juice.
Did you really?
Absolutely true, yes, from the newsletter last week. It was last week's newsletter, and that was Sharon's little concoction, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, taking roses from cuttings is pretty easy, and if you send me, you should be able to find the directions on our website, but if you can't, if you send me an email to john@gardenamerica.com, I'll send you the link because we have 10 steps with pictures and shows you exactly how to do it. But basically, all you do is take the cutting, stick it in some perlite, moisten it, and put a soda bottle over the top where you've cut the bottom out.
Which creates a microclimate, in a sense?
Yeah, it keeps it humid in there, and then you just grow your plants.
And do you have to cut the stems at an angle or just flat?
Well, you have to cut. I cut them flat, but then I make a perpendicular cut up the center of the stem to expose more area for root growth, because the roots will only come out of the cut areas. And sometimes people will take, on thinner stems, they'll scrape the base down to the cambium layer just really lightly, and then you'll get roots forming around there.
Oh.
Now, we talked about trimming roses years ago, where you're supposed to go down to the where the next two leaves branch out. Is that right? For next
when
year?
You're like pruning?
Like if you're pruning and cutting and getting ready for next year, is that something you buy into, or does it even matter?
Well, normally they say that you should go down to the first five leaf
kind of branch out a little
leaflet
bit there.
That's coming out of the stem, because otherwise new shoots that come out might be blind, not have a bud. I don't know if that's really true or not. I think it's more important to make sure that you cut to an outward facing leaf, because the new stem that comes out on a rose always goes in the direction of where the leaf is pointing that you cut just right above. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I may as well be blindfolded then when I cut my roses back. So I'm just going out there and trying to remember little tips. And
Edward Scissorhands.
Where John says, you know, most people think this, but I think that. So I kind of combine the two. And I'm not sure which is
good. Well, I never cut the stems at an angle. There's no reason to
do that. That's what you said, yeah. People think you have to, but there's no reason to.
No.
Okay, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. Do you have any emails, by the way?
I do.
Let's jump into email land here for a few moments.
Okay. You know, sometimes we make comments like people have listened to the show and never missed a moment of it or missed a newsletter. And the reason I just bring that up quickly is Gail and her Kickapoo Joy Juice. The Kickapoo Joy Juice was Sharon's mixture that was in an article that appeared in last week's newsletter. And it was basically taking hydrogen peroxide, mixing it with HB101, and what was the other? A liquid organic.
Liquid organic fertilizer.
Right. And putting that on your plants, and the plants respond to it
almost
amazingly
immediately.
Well. Right. Our good friend Joel told me that he had rooted some roses from cuttings and put HB101 on them. And you know, for a doctor, you would think that he would be precise. It's supposed to be 5 drops per gallon. I think
he just poured the whole thing in there, didn't
he? He's one of those guys that, at least in this area, thinks, you know, more is better. So he gets, from a cutting in 1 week, he got almost a foot of growth on his rose.
In a week.
Cuttings that he took, right. And I said, a foot? Yeah, but you've got like 6 inches between leaves because the internodes, because that thing's growing so fast. So there's no reason to use that much.
No.
HB101. 5 drops per gallon is plenty.
And any more than that's not really going to make any difference, right?
Well, it does make a difference, yeah, because you can see how fast his roses are growing.
Yeah, but they didn't grow naturally to some degree.
Well, you know, HB101 is a natural product.
Well, I mean, the rose itself, you were talking about how much space there was between his
noids. I can tell, if I looked at it and you said which one of these roses had HB101, I could say, yeah, it's obviously that one.
This one right here.
Because it's double the size of the others. HB101 is also supposed to increase the number of blooms per plant, too. So that was the green rose. He's an expert at growing the green rose, which is an old garden rose. It technically is not a flower. It's just a bunch of sepals that have taken the place of a flower. But it looks like a little green rose. So anyway, let's see. You wanted some emails, right?
We got about a minute and a half here.
Okay.
Till the next break.
Rick says that his mom lives in Folsom, California, and she's talking about cold hardy avocados. And she said there's some new ones that are selling like crazy. And he wants to know how much cold they can take. There are avocados that actually grow in as far north as Austin, Texas, where it snows occasionally. And they can take temperatures down to about 15 degrees if it's for short periods of time. And And there's special varieties of avocados. You definitely have to get one of the cold hardy ones, because varieties like Haas would have no chance.
They would have no chance.
Right.
We are going to take a break and come right back as we approach 30 minutes after the hour. Plenty of time for your calls, your questions, your comments. 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com, or right there on our Facebook page, Facebook Live, as Dale and a couple of people have done this morning. We're going to come right back. Happy Father's Day weekend. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, you're tuned in to Garden America on your Saturday morning or afternoon.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
5370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Five minutes after the hour back here on Garden America. Quick Saturday morning, no doubt about it. Well into our second hour. Lines open, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com or right there on our Facebook Live page. Are we finished with John's stories? I forget where we are.
Yeah.
Why did he push himself away from the table?
I pushed myself away from the table so that people could see our in-studio guest.
Oh,
yeah.
Dana Monroe Maine.
Lovely Dana is Brian's wife has joined us in studio.
Yep.
She was going to be our guest this hour, but she came in too late, so we didn't have enough time to talk to you, but thank you for being here anyway.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Anyway, John, where were we? Were we still in your backyard?
Well, Tiger said that we had a comment on Facebook where someone was asking if he knew where the term Kickapoo Joy Juice came from.
Did Sharon make that
and
up?
He does. No, you don't know where it came from either.
I don't. I thought this was some kind of mystical thing that was invented by one of you. You know, Sharon yourself. Kickapoo Joy Juice.
I told you before we went on air that I came to the realization last night that if I was 30 years younger, I'd only be 4 years older than Tiger.
You have all these the stream of consciousness that goes through your brain.
I do. But Kickapoo Joy Juice was in Little Abner. And
okay.
Remember the Indian and the mountain man used to mix it together and throw in all kinds of stuff.
I only know Little Abner from being a kid, reading the funny papers occasionally, now and then. I didn't get into the whole Little Abner.
What is Little Abner?
Ah!
If you're going to explain something, you have to explain it all the way through.
Here's a generational gap. Little Abner was...
The main reason to know about Little Abner is Daisy May.
Daisy May, who you know Dukes of Hazzard, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Daisy May, that's why they call him Daisy May Shorts.
No, they call him Daisy Duke.
Or Daisy, for the Dukes of Hazzard, you know, they altered it a bit.
I don't think there's really any connection there, is there?
A little bit. Yeah, of course there is.
Daisy May had this before Daisy Duke then.
Yes.
Oh.
So, John, you can give Tiger a quick history of Little Abner.
Yeah.
Well, Al Capp was the cartoonist, and it was a cartoon, but there was a lot of social commentary in the cartoon. You know about Sadie Hawkins?
Yeah.
Dances and things like that.
Yeah, where
Sadie Hawkins came from the annual Sadie Hawkins race that they used to have in the town of Dogpatch, where Little Abner lived.
Ah.
And what would happen during that race is that the men would all get a head start, And then the woman would come behind them, and whoever they caught. They had got to marry.
Oh.
So the guys.
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, we should do that again.
The guys would train.
We're
going to
do that tonight.
So the fastest woman would be the only one they would catch?
Yeah, well, the fastest guy wouldn't get caught. It wouldn't have to get married.
Exactly. That's funny.
So from Kickapoo, Joy Juice to Little Abner.
There is another question from Michael, though, on Facebook also, and it says, how can I tell if chlorosis on a lemon tree is due to lack of nitrogen, acid, or potassium?
Well, the answer to everything, according to John, is nitrogen.
Yeah, it's done.
Except the answer to chlorosis is always iron.
Yeah.
Because chlorosis, by definition, is a lack of iron. But the way to tell is that when the leaves turn yellow because of a lack of iron, the veins always remain green.
So can you get chlorosis of the liver?
Lack of iron of the liver?
So, as I was saying, if the leaves turn yellow, just generally yellow, it's nitrogen.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's most likely what would happen. But if it does happen to be iron, the veins of the leaves are going to be green while the rest of the leaf is yellow.
But you said chlorosis is always iron, right?
Well, that's the definition of chlorosis.
Always. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And then,
just like saying appendicitis always affects your appendix.
And then one other way, though, too, something else is a third thing. When you have, like, spotty, just solid yellow leaves in the tree, so, you know, not a general yellow, but just kind of maybe like the tree overall looks healthy, but then you have one or two yellow leaves through it. Usually that has to do with a watering thing. Like, it, you know, if we got severe heat all of a sudden one day and the tree got underwatered for a few days or so, one or two leaves will just turn yellow and eventually they'll fall off. But usually that's a watering issue when that happens. So it's not a nitrogen or an iron issue. It usually is just a watering thing, being more consistent.
Okay, hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
Emails, John?
Oh, I was going to show Tiger it's kind of small. I don't know how to get it bigger. I was going to show him a picture of Daisy May.
Oh, okay.
So he knew.
Does that look familiar to you?
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
But it was a cartoon, though. Not an animation.
What'd
you call them back in the day?
It was a comic strip.
Comic strip.
Paintings?
Comic strip.
Is that a canvas oil?
People call them the funny papers. My dad called them. Let's go read the funny papers.
Yeah, it's a cave picture.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah, they did used to call them the funny papers.
Mm-hmm.
Or the funnies.
Read the funnies. So normally during the week you would have in black and white, you would have an edited down version of whatever the joke or the story was. And the Sunday paper would be like an expansion. Would be maybe... Instead of like,
and Sunday was in color.
And Sunday was in color, exactly. Just like this show is in color.
Yeah.
On Facebook Live.
I could do it in black and white. I can make the show black and white if you want me to.
And pretend it's 1950.
Yeah, or what's that other color? Sepia?
Sepia, like from the 1800s.
Exactly.
Like they used to take pictures in the Old West.
When it's John's birthday, we'll do it in honor of him in sepia.
Oh, wow, that was a shot. Did you even hear that?
Something about sepia.
Something about the 1800s and your birthday. What's he doing? What's he looking up? What's he doing? Every now and then you drift.
I got a couple of emails.
Come back.
One was from Matthew.
Matthew Brumley.
Yes, who said, not a problem. I'll send you over an itinerary today.
And what are we talking about? Should we even discuss this?
Well, I think we should just let our people know because a lot of people like to plan in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And... we are scheduling a tour for next July, and we're going to England, and it's going to be during the Hampton Court Flower Show.
Now, people know the Chelsea Flower Show, but maybe they don't know about the Hampton Court Flower Show.
Right, and the Hampton Court is, what were you saying, Tiger? You thought that there was a lot of social interaction.
Yeah, the Chelsea Flower Show is like going to, let's see, the Oscars. It's more of a social awards kind of a thing, right? Where the Hampton Court is a true
flower show. Right.
And it's a much better, I would say, flower show, but it doesn't have the social aspect of it with the events that correspond with it and the dinners and the galas and stuff.
It's cool
like
and hip to say that I went to the Chelsea Flower Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Where this is more down to earth?
Sharon told me that she thought that she enjoyed if I remember this correctly, she enjoyed Hampton Court more than she did Chelsea.
Uh-huh.
I've only been to Chelsea, not Hampton Court, and Chelsea was awesome.
Uh-huh.
So I really enjoyed it. But it was also so crowded.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You could barely move. Maybe Hampton Court's the same thing. But I would imagine in July, the weather in England's going to be much better.
Right.
Hampton Court, mm-hmm. In Chelsea, to see some of the flower displays, like roses, they have to be grown in a greenhouse.
I was going to say that the Hampton's more of a true season flower show for right. them, where Chelsea's kind of a forced, and they don't even always get the options. So that's why I kind of think that the displays are not as good.
So July in England is, what, in the 70s? Does it even get to, I mean...
Oh, yeah, I would think so. I think so, and we'll do, and probably drier.
Right.
And we'll visit a lot of the gardens in the area, like Sissinghurst and Great Dixter. I think we'll go to the Cotswolds. Anyway, we'll have our itinerary today, and if you want to start thinking about it, it's July of 2018. And we will post it on our website as soon as we have all the information.
I know Tiger wants to take a day and go to the Abbey Road Studios for one day. And
do the crosswalk.
We can do the, and right John across. Can be the one barefoot.
I never go anywhere barefoot, ever. Even as a
really?
Kid, I never went barefoot.
Do you sleep with shoes on?
No.
Okay.
No.
You sleep with socks on?
I mean, I don't walk outside.
Ah. Wait. So you have tender little feet.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, come back. We have one more segment. Your questions, comments at 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com. Right there on Facebook, Facebook Live, for your questions and comments. And again, that's 855-424-9825 if you want to pick up the phone. We're going to step aside, take a break. Our final segment coming up here on this Father's Day weekend, Saturday. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco here on Garden America.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Buying Theravance DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place Toys for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are back. It is 52 minutes after the hour, 8 minutes from the top of the hour. News coming up on many of these Biz Talk affiliates. All right, Garden America, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Lines open at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Let's go to San Luis Obispo. Our good friend Marilyn is standing by. Marilyn, welcome to the show. Happy Saturday. How can we help you?
Hi, gentlemen. Is this Brian, Tiger, John?
That was Brian.
This is Brian, okay. Tiger, and John.
Okay. I was wondering, Tiger, I hear your last name, but it's real fast. How do you spell it? Telethon?
Palafox is P as in Paul, A-L-A, F like Frank, O-X. So you have two animals in my name.
Yeah, Palafox.
Oh. Yeah.
What's
okay,
a pala?
Okay, thank you.
Tiger.
I've been observing.
Tiger's first name. No, I'm sorry. I was thinking Pella and Fox.
Anyway, Marilyn.
Sorry, Marilyn.
Take two. Go ahead.
Mention my name every once in a while so I know I'm there.
Hi, Marilyn. You're with us.
I've been seeing a lot of butterflies today, and the white ones, those are bad, right?
Yeah, the white butterflies are a cabbage moth. So those are the butterfly or the worms that are most common on a lot of your leafy vegetables. You'll even find those on, you know, different varieties of melons and cucumbers.
You see them everywhere.
Like
they're very common.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But now what about the monarch? Are they good to have? Because I have a lot of them now, too.
Well, monarchs are good because, you know, they stick to one plant and one plant only. They stick to Asclepias, which is a variety of milkweed. And so they wouldn't be considered bad for your yard because they would only eat Asclepias. They wouldn't be eating your melons, your tomatoes, or anything that you want to keep, which is nice to be able to have them. They're also, for California, our state butterfly, which is nice. And they're important to kind of have for pollinization and different things that will be able to keep the flowers producing and act as good pollinators. So monarchs are good, and they're primarily good because, like I said, you know, butterflies that are good for the garden are ones that stick to one or two specific crops. Moths tend to go after a large variety of plants, which can actually decimate a whole crop. And so that's why we say monarchs are okay.
Well, I have a volunteer milkweed, and it's thriving, so that's good.
And yeah, and then, they'll come by and eat it down to nothing. So just so you know,
really?
Yeah,
okay.
don't be alarmed when that happens.
A couple of years ago, I had an insect attacking my yellow roses, only the yellow ones. But it looked like a ladybug, but it had a thorn on the end. It was big,
so a beetle?
Little larger than a ladybug.
That sounds like a beetle, right?
Yeah. And it has a thorn on the end of it, like a horn on the beetle itself?
Right.
You know, and because I know that there are the harlequin beetles, which look like a ladybug. They're painted a little bit differently, and those are not beneficial insects like the ladybug. But they don't have horns on the end of them. They're just smooth-shelled like the ladybug.
This had something that stuck in the yellow petals of the roses.
Mm.
It pricked it, but okay. I just don't want them anymore. So
yeah. You have to be able to find out what it was, and then, you know, that way you can create a solution.
Right. Well, thank you guys for answering about the butterflies.
Well, thank you for calling. We always love hearing from you.
And have a good Father's Day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Okay, 56 minutes after, we're slowly getting there to the end of the show, guys, just like that.
You know, Tiger mentioned that cabbage moths are bad. They're not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all part of God's creation. But the thing is,
well, they have a purpose.
They compete with some of the things that we really like. So if you're trying to grow a vegetable garden, you don't want cabbage moths around. And they are really distinctive because they're white with the black spots.
That little black spot, yes.
On their wings, yeah. So they're easy to tell.
And then there's the other ones that are black with a white outline. Fairly common around here.
It's a solid
bigger.
Black.
It's a moth. Yeah, solid black wings with white around the edge of the wings.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You seem
that
bored,
one.
Stiff. You don't want to even hear about this.
I don't know that one. It's not kidding. That I'm bored.
No, you've seen it.
I'm sure I've seen it.
I'm probably
it.
Not describing
it. I just don't know
it.
Which one it is.
I'm probably not describing it. As
you mean like a swallowtail?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I see one again, I'll try to grab a picture. Chase
just
it
grab
around.
It. Just grab it.
Chase it. You grab it. Bring it into the studio for show and tell.
My daughter loves capturing butterflies. She's actually really good at it, too.
Does she have like a little container?
She has
she
a little
uses?
Container. She goes and she'll just cruise through the nursery, and she'll be very patient. And as soon as they land, snap them,
you know,
like with her fingers,
really,
and then just put them into her little butterfly capture cage.
Doesn't use a net?
No.
We used to capture bees, and it was actually a thing you could put bees in.
Yeah.
But you had to let them out after a while.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing though.
Yeah.
John, this is where you give us final words as we wrap things up on this yet another edition of Garden America.
I was just looking up your butterfly to see if that's the one you were talking about.
Do you see it?
I do. I think it's the one you're talking about.
Oh, thank you. I'm legitimized.
It's too late, and in like Tiger, I'm kind of bored with that now, too.
Okay. Well, anyway, we will see each other later on today at John's house for his big barbecue, his annual June barbecue. This is the first
annual now. This is the first annual.
It's the first annual.
Quad. We'll get quad annual.
Remember this one.
Times a year now, John.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning into Facebook. We love having you watch us. And for the rest of you, thank you so much. We'll do it again next weekend for the entire crew. Brannon, Zach, Jeremiah, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. My wife, Dana, cruising someplace. Get Growing America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.